Big finale of Big Brother Canada goes down tonight. Who's going to win it all? Will it be Paris? Will it be Derek? Will it be Kayla? Unfortunately, it's not going to be Maddie, but she's hanging out with us right now, showing the door last week. You walked out of that house to a standing ovation.
It was amazing. Just one of the most beautiful experiences of my life, for sure.
That final speech you made was pretty moving. I'm sure a lot of people were proud of the way you handled yourself with that.
Something I've wanted to say for years. So the opportunity to say it in itself was moving, and I really believed in the stuff that I said, so I'm glad that it had a good reception.
Do you take pride in the fact that they had to cut you because you're a student of the game with the whole memory blanket strategy, prepping yourself for, you know, that mental challenge that might lie ahead?
Yes, you're the best. This is great. Thank you so much. I mean, it doesn't necessarily suck to be evicted because people think you're smart. I think retrospectively, maybe I could have dialed it back, but I really don't know how to be anything but who I am. I didn't know how else to study. I feel like overall to be evicted for those reasons is a little bit easier than perhaps some others.
Maddie, think about this whole season for a sec. Who are you most happy to see leave the house knowing you wouldn't have to play against them any longer?
Erica! She was amazing. She was a sensational player in this game. And the fact that I could say, I vote to evict Erica, please, felt pretty good. She had it out for me. And I know that if it was personal, I'm not even sad. She was an excellent game player. So it was actually a bit flattering for her to want me out. So the fact that she was out first, like, bye. Love you, but see ya.
This game is madness at times, and only obviously one person can win it all, and you have to do what it takes to make it to the end. Now, your ride-or-die trio with Will and Paris went through some ups and downs, and near the end, Paris especially visibly upset that you'd gone to Kayla and seemingly thrown her under the bus. So do you regret that move at all?
In the context of hurting Paris's feelings, of course I do regret. And I did have such a personal connection with both Paris and Will. I actually never thought I would care about people in the game as much as I cared about them. However, do I regret doing that? Not necessarily, because I told the truth. Overall, I regret hurting them, but I don't necessarily regret telling the truth about how they acted, because if it had benefited me, it would have been the right move.
Can we just speak on your buddy Will for a sec? He could have won POV, taken yep. Paris off the block. She would have yep. had to put up Derek. What yep. the hell happened there?
Derek is telling him, final four, buddy. Don't worry about it. Hop right off. I couldn't scream, hello, if you win the BWR final four, because that was already such a threat. Easily the most frustrating moment of the whole game for me was him throwing that veto. It was ridiculous.
Do you think Paris can pull it out at the end and win? And if she does, like, what does she have to do to make it happen?
I think that she can. Everybody has potential. These competitions can be anything. So I think that Paris, if she locks in mentally in an endurance competition, she absolutely can pull out the win. Even in a mental competition, that girl has stepped up her studying game. I know she knows her stuff. So there's plenty of opportunity for Paris to pull out a move that will end up winning her the game.
Maddie, it seemed like you flip-flopped back and forth between alliances, but wouldn't it feel good to just break up Dayla early on?
Offensive. The word flip-flop. I'm just kidding. I definitely... I feel like overall I explored options, but the concept of flip-flopping, I don't know if I'd commit to that being extremely true, because in the end I did just feel out situations and went with my gut, which ended up always being Paris and Will, as long as it could have been. I do, of course, as a fan of the game, understand the momentum of showmans can get into, having, you know, back-to-back wins, blah blah blah. And overall, the showmans is a threat to many, but not necessarily to me. Of course, it's ironic saying that, having been evicted by Kayla's HOH. But throughout the duration of the game, I don't know if the showmans was necessarily something I needed to be gone. When it came down to it, I was just trying to figure out the best way I could cockroach my way to the end of this game. And for a long time, it was applicable to my game to have Kayla and Derek be there. I'll kick myself maybe if one of them wins, but overall, I think that the necessity for them being out for me was a bit lower than others.
No HOH wins, no POV wins,
nope.
On the block a couple of times, but which competition this season would have felt the best to win?
Oh my goodness, that Shaw veto was literally as if they all sat in a room and said, what can we plan so Maddie wins for sure? And I didn't win. It was very frustrating. I mean, getting second place and third and fourth when I didn't get second in mental competitions was extremely frustrating, but the Shaw one is the one that stings the most. I was finishing some of those rounds in a third of the time of the other people, and I still couldn't pull it out in the end. And I had been told, I didn't see for sure, picture, and Derek didn't tell me, but I had been told that he was cheating off my damn answers. Like, hello, like, hold the picture closer to yourself. Anyways, so that one would have been the best to win.
You ready for the speed round?
Yeah, let's speed round.
Most fun house guest to be around this season?
I'm going to say Will.
Biggest floater?
Will. Sorry, buddy.
Sneakiest?
Paris.
Smartest house guest this season?
Derek.
The biggest flirt in the house?
Oh my God, Will.
If I could have been a showmance this season, it would have been with blank.
Will.
The award for don't know much about the game, but I'm just here for the ride this season goes to...
Will.
That was a lot of Wills.
I know.
Maddie, thank you so much for hanging out.
Thank you so much. This is so much fun.